So, Carrie, the other day, this guy whizzes by me on this tricked-out bike that had to cost a few $1,000 with these fancy aerodynamic bars and the super deluxe lightweight frame.
And there's even an acronym for these aging cyclists. It's MAMIL, M-A-M-I-L, for middle-aged men in Lycra. This is The Magic Pill. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. So then I see a couple of guys biking along the same road. They look like they're workers. They've just been doing some gardening.
On less fancy bikes, I presume.
Right. Their bikes were not fancy at all. And I thought, what a beautiful thing. You could ride a $5,000 bike or a $50 bike. But your heart and your muscles, they don't know the difference. You're getting the same results.
And that gets us back to the theme of this episode, money and why you don't need it.
Well, you do need money for a lot of things, but not to be physically active.
Although a lot of us think we do. Like, that's a big barrier. In fact, Rahim Baraka, who runs Baraka Community Wellness in some of the lower income neighborhoods of Boston, he says he hears it a lot when people explain why they're not active.
A lot of our participants cannot, first off, afford a gym. Second, if they do go to the gym, they feel out of place because it's not something they're familiar with. And also, there are issues and challenges just within the community itself in regards to safety and having access to the built environment to exercise more often than not.
We'll talk about place in a later episode, but for now, money. It's our anti-consumerism episode because really, Eddie, the example I always hear is that all you need is feet, or I guess comfy shoes, to go out for a walk.
Maybe a little more complex than that, but yes, the findings on brisk walking are fantastic. Walking is, far and away, the most common physical activity worldwide. It will bring you the vast majority of all of the health benefits that we talk about, and it's free. And the other examples of super cheap, free fitness opportunities are just about endless. You just look around you or, you know, Google it.
Right. Like, one recent example I noticed was free Zumba here in Boston on the Charles River at the Hat Shell. And just for a taste, we've listed a whole bunch of options on today's email.
There is such a gamut. Just one example of how specialized things can get. Here at the Pine Street Inn, which is a homeless shelter and a place for job training, every Wednesday, there's a free yoga class, which is trauma-informed, and it's for women.
So the first and most important thing in any yoga class is that you are listening to your own body.
That's Teresa Okokon, who founded and runs the Legit Yoga class for members of the Pine Street Inn shelter.
So we end yoga classes with the word namaste, which means that I respect everything that's good in you, just like you respect everything that's good in me.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much.
And then there are all the free groups, from November Project to Shape Up Somerville to Girl Trek to Black Girls Run, and meetups. Like, there's even a naked yoga meetup that I actually haven't had the nerve to try yet.
Well, no comment, except that wouldn't be my choice. But that's the point. There are so many options that there's sure to be one that fits you.
And there are all the free apps now, too. It's actually kind of overwhelming. So, Eddie, what do you recommend to your patients in terms of just navigating all the free options out there?
Well, I have my tech-savvy patients check out MyFitnessPal, MapMyRun, MapMyRide, Walk, Hike, goes on and on. You could just turn on the health app on your iPhone and record your activity.
But just a note of my usual skepticism here. Do we actually have any data on whether the free options can really be as good as the paid options? Because isn't there a school of thought that it's actually good to pay because then you're more motivated? You don't want to waste your money.
Free is a great way to get someone to try something. But the fear of losing money may be even more compelling. That's what the field of behavioral economics shows us. So there are websites where you actually put up a stake of money. You know, you want to get it back and you actually want to win more. But the negative side is really compelling because if you fail to show up in the gym, they'll give your money to a cause that you hate.
That would be extremely motivating.
So, first of all, though, we have to recognize that some people don't even have that money to put up.
Right.
So if you find a free exercise group or app, stick with it and keep the money in your wallet.
So make sure to check out all the great options on today's email. Tune in tomorrow when we talk about getting older.
But getting older better.
Oh, good.
Today's song is Busking by Zaid Tabani, featuring Madeline Ray.
It's easy if you think about it like it's simple math. Arithmetic, prime numbers, something that kids could grasp. Maybe you just thinking fast. How the f*** I think of that? Quick enough, I might as well just name my brain the Flash. Get on my boat. Hang the starboard mast. If you actually know about boats, you probably hated that. Don't know how to float. But if I went and played this back, I could walk on water wearing steel armor and plate of glass.
Tell me if you like me, maybe I could sing you something pretty for a couple pennies. Catch me looking nightly, searching for the stars and cities I've been, but I've seen plenty.
Running out the clock a little different now. Feel like my grown-up version is just my inner child. Blown up, working with more purpose and just a bit of style. People punish faults, I would rather see a sinner smile. Change his life and think a while, thick and wild. Touch your dial, back inside my eye was pretty big and couldn't run a mile. Now I weigh enough to stand on corners with my fitted out. Asking for a listen while I'm kicking something simple down. Right? Man, it's a hard life. Life is NASCAR left turns, none of it's all right. Fall might tell me my heart's like jelly and they won't sell me. My loans ain't friendly and no one sent me the right instructions. So I can't even function with the light grip. Telling you to punch back harder than what they might give. It's a tight list for who's getting in with the right script. And I just hope the lights are gonna lift me up when I type it.
Tell me if you like me, maybe I can sing you something pretty for a couple pennies. Catch me looking nightly, searching for the stars and cities I've been.
I hope you fall in love. I hope you dance like Michael Jackson with half a pair of gloves. Hope you win money on the pennant when you pick the Cubs. I hope asking a girl in third period out your favorite drug. This is what we live for. All the risky nights, thick and bright. People always labeled me the simple type. Back at Vista Verde, I was nerdy. And at Irvine High, felt like all my other shots just wasn't working for me. I'll hit my reunion in a year. They say, you rapping still? I say, I am. They say, oh, you see what Kenton built? Nobody really gave a fuck if I was ever ill. So when they ask if I'ma probably stick with it, I guess I will keep it skilled. They won't let me perform, so I'll stand outside where it's warm. Throw my stereo on and start singing this song. Watching people playing me raw. When you hear this in your heart, how can you think that I'm wrong? Come on!
Tell me if you like me, maybe I can sing you something pretty for a couple pennies. Catch me looking nightly, searching for the stars and see.